Welcome to the Rich Thoughts Podcast, where our goal is to glorify God and terrify the devil. Get ready. It's going to be a great journey.
Good morning and welcome to Rich Thoughts for Breakfast.
I'm Harold Herring, and that's my fine wife, Beth. As I was praying this morning about what to be steering over the next 7 months of 2018, the Lord gave me a very clear direction for today. He gave me 6 questions to ask you, and truthfully to us as well. Then a scripture, some quotes, and an exhortation. Here are the questions. First, how did you see yourself as a child? How did you see yourself in high school and college? How did you see yourself in athletic or academic endeavors? How did you see yourself interacting with members of the opposite sex? How did you see yourself in the marketplace? How did you see yourself in marriage and with a family? Truthfully, I should probably change the word did in those 6 questions to the word do. Because the real question right now is, how do you see yourself today? And more importantly, tomorrow. If there's one message that we seek to continually convey in meetings, seminars, letters, blogs, phone calls, television, and internet programs, it's encouraging believers to see themselves the way God sees them, because that changes everything.
I want to repeat that the way God sees you and the way you see yourself, wow, I just can't get over that. Encouraging believers, this is what we do, to see themselves the way God sees them, because
that changes everything.
That changes everything. Wow. Okay. Deuteronomy 28, verse 13. Deuteronomy 28, 13 says, "And the Lord shall make thee the head and not the tail, and thou shalt be above only, and thou shalt not be beneath. If that thou hearken unto the commandments of the Lord thy God, which I command thee this day, to observe and to do them."
Remember, these words were first used on slaves, walking in a slave mentality coming out of Egypt. They were used as an example for us, according to 1 Corinthians 10:11, an example to us that we might escape the bondages of slavery.
Hallelujah.
That they experienced, and to know how to enter the promised land, our promised land, the abundant life that Jesus redeemed us for.
Mm.
We need to get a hold of this. Where it says, "The Lord shall make thee," not anybody else, honey. The Lord, our great God, Jehovah Elohim, the Almighty One, shall make you. We're not talking about an assistant to an assistant, even an angel. God, your heavenly Father, will make you the head and not the tail.
Hallelujah.
That's the exhortation. That's the word God wanted us to share with you today. You're the head and not the tail. Then he said, "Tell my children to act like who they are during the remainder of 2018. According to Strong's Concordance, the Hebrew word for head means head, top, summit, upper part, chief, total, sum, height, front, beginning, choice, best. The head is a position of leadership. According to Strong's Concordance, the word tail, there in our scripture for this morning, Deuteronomy 28:13. The word tail, wow, means the end of something. God's plan is to make you the chief, the choice, the best, the total of all that is. He never intended for you, for me, for us to be the end of something.
That is all really in our hands.
Right.
Colossians 2, verse 10. Colossians 2, 10 in the New Living Translation says, "So you also are complete through your union with Christ, who is the head over every ruler and authority." Now, get ready to shout. Because in reading Deuteronomy 28:13, again, this in the New Living Translation, it says, if you will listen to these commands of the Lord your God that I am giving you today, and if you carefully obey them, the Lord will make you the head and not the tail, and you will always be on top and never at the bottom.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
We need to pay particular attention to the last 11 words in that verse. It says, you will always be on top and never at the bottom.
Let me add something in right here. I know that somebody is saying to themselves, but I just don't feel like I'm on the top. I feel like I'm on the bottom. Listen, being on the top is a mental, spiritual decision that we make. Yes, we may be tossed down. Yes, we may be persecuted. Yes, we may be picked on, and it looks in the natural. But listen, if you go back to the story of Joseph, when he was sold into Potiphar's home as a slave, it says he was a very successful man.
Prosperous.
He was a prosperous man. He was prosperous because he knew who he was and that circumstances would not always be the same.
It's true. So God's desire for us is very clear. He wants us to be the chief, the leader who's always on top, winning in the game of life.
Because we are doing what it is the Lord is directing us to do at the moment we're in it.
Absolutely. Absolutely. The key to manifesting his desire for us is the same as it was for the children of Israel. Listen and obey.
Mm.
Listening and obeying his word places you in a position to receive all the good things.
Amen. Listen to that, honey. Listening and obeying his word places us in the position. That's the point of it, being in the position.
Scripture also says that if we listen to the commands of the Lord our God that he's giving us today, and if we carefully obey them, if we obey his words, if we follow his instructions, then all these things will happen to us.
That's right. 2 Timothy 2. 20 through 21. 2 Timothy chapter 2, verses 20 through 21 in the New Living Translation. Listen to this. So whoever cleanses himself from what is ignoble and unclean, who separates himself from contact with contaminating and corrupting influences, will then himself be a vessel set apart and useful for honorable and noble purposes, consecrated and profitable to the master, fit and ready for any good work.
Hallelujah. Are we ready for every good work? Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord. Listen, you got to stop it. Stirs in me. You got to stop it. You got to stop looking where you're at and begin focusing on where you can and will be through obedience. No one is deserving of his grace. So stop putting your imperfection or lack of talent in the equation. The really good news is that if you start at the bottom, or even if you feel like you're starting on the bottom, you don't have to stay there.
Not for long. 1 Corinthians 7:20-23. 1 Corinthians chapter 7, 20 through 23 in the New Living Translation says, yes, each one of you should remain as you were when God called you. Are you a slave? Don't let that worry you. But if you get a chance to be free, take it. And remember, if you were a slave when the Lord called you, you are now free in the Lord. And if you were free when the Lord called you are now a slave of Christ. God paid a high price for you, so don't be enslaved by the world.
Wow.
It's a matter of mentality and spirituality.
Yep, you're right. Truly, God did pay a very high price for us. He sacrificed his only begotten Son that each of us might have life, eternal, and abundant. So make no mistake about it. God doesn't want you, me, us to be in bondage at all. And he definitely doesn't want us to stay in bondage, financial otherwise. God wants us free. Say that with me. God wants me free.
Amen.
Say it again, and this time personalizing. Adding your name, for instance, I'll say it this way. God wants Bev Herring free.
Hallelujah.
One more thing. It doesn't matter what you've experienced in the past. Loss, financial or personal, embarrassment, disappointment, or failure. It's not where you're at, what you were doing when God called you, when he chose you to be the head and not the tail, to be above and not beneath. And by the way, remember we've always taught that faith is an event. It's not who you are. Zig Ziglar, the author, motivational speaker, and Southern Baptist layman once said, failure is a detour, not a dead-end street.
Amen.
It's important for us to understand that success is on the same road as failure, but success is just a little further down the road. Pastor Jack Hiles once said, failing is not of disgrace unless you make it the last chapter of your book.
Well said.
Or your life. I added that. Through your obedience to his instructions, we will overcome failures of the past, and we will rise to spiritual and natural prominence. You may not have felt or even feel now that you're smart enough to be the leader God wants you to be. But truthfully, what God thinks about you is much more important than what you think about yourself at this very moment.
But just remember to think about what God thinks of you. 1 Corinthians 1 verse 26 says, remember, dear brothers and sisters, that few of you were wise in the world's eyes, or powerful, or wealthy when God called you.
God has a unique ability to make something out of nothing, if we just let him.
Amen.
If we just let him. Remember, your journey to the top begins and ends with obedience to his commands.
James 1:25 in the Contemporary English Version says, but you must never stop looking at the perfect law that sets you free. God will bless you in everything you do if you listen and obey, and don't just hear and forget.
If we listen and obey, God will bless us in everything we do, regardless of what we had or where we started on our journey. Wow. Honey, that's an incredible promise. If we listen and obey, we will be blessed.
Hallelujah.
We need to grasp these truths. These truths. Well?
Grasp these truths.
That's it. Grasp these truths until we're able to freely walk in them. God is not talking about somebody else. He's talking about his children. And our friend, that includes you.
Hallelujah.
To be the head and not the tail. Hallelujah. A.B. Simpson, the founder of the Christian and Missionary Alliance, an evangelical denomination, once said, God is preparing his heroes, and when the opportunity comes, he can fit them into their places in a moment, and the world will wonder where they came from.
That's good.
Good quote. Hey, God's got plans for you.
Amen.
Trust and obey. Listen and obey.
Yeah.
I was singing the old song.
I was going to say, trust and obey. There's no other way to be happy in Jesus but to trust and obey.
Listen, trust, and obey. Hallelujah. You go to HaroldHerring.com. Make sure you check out this week's two-minute video if you've been blessed by the teaching. Up at the top where it says, sow a seed, just ask God. What seed did he have you put in the ground? Do what he says. That's all we ever ask. And until tomorrow morning at 8:30 Eastern, God bless you. Happy trails.
And keep thinking rich thoughts.
We love you. We appreciate you. God bless you. Bye-bye.